Peaceful South, and I'll Sell the Ship Alone for Julia, preceded by Eric Carmen and All by Myself for Stuart. The Full English Breakfast Show, interested to know what you feel about the new curfew measures coming into force at midnight tonight. You will be required to stay at home from 9pm until 6am, and those measures in force for 6 weeks, which takes us up to the 5th of December. The Mayor of Nice, Christian Estrosier, has told the Nice Matin newspaper today he thinks it would have been better to have a 2 or 3 week straight lockdown, you know, back to what we had in the spring. He said because it worked in the spring and it cut the number of infections, and he said then we'd be okay in the run-up to Christmas with the busy shopping period. But the problem is with that is that last time they did it, as soon as they let everybody out again, the virus just started spreading. The French Prime Minister said that some of the departments, including the Isle of Maritime and the Var, had been placed under curfew as a precautionary measure. We're below the alert limit of 250 infections per 100,000 people, but other factors have been taken into consideration, such as the high occupancy of ICU beds in the region's hospitals and infection rates in the over 65s. He did say that he's thinking that these situations get much worse in November, and they'll be looking at the results from the areas that have already been placed into curfew, such as Paris, to see if the measures have actually had any effect. I don't know. Just got to get on with it, I suppose. But I'll probably be asking the virologist, Dr. Chris Smith, what he thinks about it next week. He gave us a really good interview and the first period of lockdown in the spring. So do these half measures work? Should we go back into full lockdown, or should we just open the gates and get on with it? I really don't know. Got a busy week next week on the programme, actually. On Monday, we've got Sir Frederick Genta joining us. He is from Extended Monaco, telling us about the digital revolution happening in the Principality. And on Tuesday, a man who is going into space. Yes, that's going to be very interesting. I won't reveal his name yet, but he'll be here at 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning. Also got Tom Rivers from ABC Radio about the US elections.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online, this is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
I'm Rob Harrison with the top stories across the Riviera. The Isle of Maritime and the Var will both be subject to curfew restrictions from midnight tonight as the government attempts to slow the spread of coronavirus. The departments are two of 38 new areas to see a curfew imposed, with the Prime Minister Jean Castex warning the situation around the country is especially alarming. France has registered an extra 41,622 new cases of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours, a new record, and 2,239 intensive care hospital beds are occupied out of a total of 5,800. Mr. Castex said he'd reluctantly taken the fresh measures, which will affect some 46 million French people, but that he had no choice as the second wave of the virus sweeps the country. He conceded the measures were preventative in some departments, but warned that November is set to be an extremely tough month. The Alpes Maritimes and the Var passed into the red zone, despite being below the official alert figure of 250 infections per 100,000 people, owing to other factors, including ICU hospital bed occupancy and infection rates in the over 65s. The curfew will be enforced nightly from 9pm until 6am for an initial period of 6 weeks, with some exemptions for people working, walking pets, medical appointments and travel on production of a valid ticket. People carrying out childminding or looking after the sick or elderly will also be exempt. People living in the Alpes Maritimes and the Var will be required to fill out a form similar to that which was required during lockdown early this year. There's one for people who are working during curfew hours and which should be filled out by employers, and another for general use. Both are available for download from the French Interior Ministry website. So far, there are no plans for similar measures to be imposed in Monaco. The government's launched a new COVID-19 app in a bid to track and trace anyone who's contracted the virus or may have been exposed to it. Tous Anti-Covid is available to download now, and the government's encouraging as many people to do so as possible. The previous Stop Covid app has only had a minimum impact on the fight against the virus. Many businesses in the Alpes Maritimes and Var, particularly in the leisure and entertainment sector, say the curfew will see them go to the wall. Bars and restaurants have already been struggling with forced closure at 10pm, but the increased restrictions with people expected to be at home by 9pm is likely to see them starved of customers. The government and regional authorities are working on extra financial help for those businesses hardest hit by the curfew. Seven British nationals have been arrested in Paris following a reported attempted hit-and-run attempt on a gendarme. The Paris prosecutor's office says the incident happened outside the Israeli embassy after two cars drove towards the officer near the Champs-Élysées on Monday night. The officer escaped unhurt, and the cars used in the incident are both said to have been fitted with false plates of H17NRN, understood to mean hit and run. The seven arrested, including two minors, claim to be London-born Pakistanis, but have been unable to produce passports. Areas battered by Storm Alex 3 weeks ago are experiencing rain again today. Meteo France says the parts of the Roya, Tina and Vesubie valleys could get up to 40 millimetres of rain, which is set to add to complications as authorities continue to carry out repairs sustained during Storm Alex on the 2nd of October. Gendarmes say they've broken up a large drug ring and seized more than 40 kilos of herbal cannabis. 14 arrests have been made, with suspects thought to have been involved in smuggling large amounts of cannabis between Spain and France. 8 of the arrests came in the Bordeaux region in a raid involving 70 officers. As well as the drugs seized, gendarmes have also confiscated €450,000. The operation is the result of a year-long inquiry, with officers tracking the drugs from their production sites in Bilbao in northern Spain to various drop-off points in France. Police are looking for a woman who's been missing from her home at Tavennes near Barjol in the Var since Wednesday morning. Carole Amoros was wearing a red jacket when she left home to go for a walk in Forestland at Bury Notre-Dame de Bellevue at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, but she hasn't been seen since. Anyone with information is asked to call gendarmes in Barjol on 0494 770118. And there are 7,000 Latin teachers in France, with around 13% of school children studying ancient languages. But many former students confess to studying it while at school and then forgetting most of it soon afterwards. Linguists say that Latin plays a vital link between the ancient and modern worlds, and anyone with only a rudimentary knowledge of the language can see how many French words in daily usage have their roots in the Roman world. Ancient Greek, on the other hand, appears to be going out of fashion. There doesn't seem to be an appetite for it among French students. Latin, on the other hand, appears to be here to stay. Et hoc est finis nuntium.
Riviera Radio Sports News.
Football, there were a stack of ties in the Europa League last night, with Spurs beating Lask 3-0 in Group J, Arsenal 2-1 winners at Rapid Vienna in Group B, Nice were thrashed 6-2 at Bayer Leverkusen in Group C, Rangers were 2-0 winners at Standard Liège in Group D, Celtic lost 3-1 at home to AC Milan in Group H, and Leicester beat Zorya Luzhansk 3-0 in Group G. Here's more football from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update. From the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Andy Barwell at the BBC Sports Centre. Wins for all three English Premier League sides in their opening Europa League group action. Arsenal had a 2-1 success away at Rapid Vienna, where striker Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang came off the bench to score the winner on 74 minutes. This was the reaction of Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta to his side's victory.
We knew it was going to be a difficult match. We made it a little bit harder in the beginning, with a few decisions that we made, and obviously with the goal that we conceded, which if anything, it's obviously my fault because I demanded to do those things. But I really like the reaction. I think the second half we understood much better the spaces that we have to attack. We play with more purpose in general. I think we scored two good goals. The second one was fantastic, and we are delighted to start the phase with a victory.
Tottenham Hotspur cruised to a 3-0 winner at home to Austria's Lask through Lucas Moura, an own goal, and Sun Heung-min. And Leicester City were 3-0 winners at home to Zorya Luhansk, with a fully fit again midfield player James Maddison scoring the Leicester opener.
When you have an injury, it kind of brings back the magic of why you love football. And obviously it's been a bit of a stop-start season for myself, with a few little niggles here and there off the back of a long injury. So to be back out starting, pain-free, and in Europe for the first time is a special feeling. Obviously, to get the goal makes it that all the more nice for me, yeah.
Everton boss Carlo Ancelotti has apologised to Liverpool defender Virgil van Dijk for the cruciate ligament damage he suffered when the two sides met last Saturday. Ancelotti said his goalkeeper Jordan Pickford is really sad that the Dutch international is injured, but denied that the tackle was premeditated. For more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
In the English Premier League tonight, Aston Villa play Leeds. On Saturday, West Ham play Manchester City. Fulham host Crystal Palace. Manchester United play Chelsea and Liverpool host Sheffield United. On Sunday, Southampton play Everton. Wolves host Newcastle and Arsenal play Leicester. Brighton play West Brom and Burnley host Spurs on Monday. Rugby Union, England's match against the Barbarians on Sunday, has been thrown into doubt after several of the tour players broke COVID-19 restrictions by leaving their hotel for a night out. Barbarians are now scratching around for players, with the situation complicated by the fact that anyone drafted in will have had to have a recent coronavirus test before being cleared to play. A decision as to whether the match will have to be called off will be made this afternoon. There's one international match tonight. Scotland play Georgia, while on Saturday, Ireland play Italy in the Six Nations and France host Wales in an international test. It's the Gallagher Premiership final tomorrow too, with Exeter facing Wasps, who are able to field a side despite recent coronavirus setbacks. Cycling Tau Haas of Great Britain has won Stage 18 of the Giro d'Italia and to ride right back into contention for the overall lead. Hart fought superbly up the Stelvio Pass to claw back more than 2 minutes in the overall standings. João Almeida has finally relinquished the race lead, which is now being led by Wilco Kelderman of the Netherlands, with Jai Hindley of Austria 12 seconds behind and Hart just 15 seconds off the lead. And Daniel Martin of Ireland has won Stage 3 of the Vuelta a España, cutting the overall lead of Primo Roglic. The 34-year-old attacked the last 200 metres of the climb up Laguna Negra to hold off Roglic, who now has just a 5-second advantage over the Irishman.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster Yachts, beyond expectation.
The coastal area is up to 20 miles offshore the Almara Sea in the Var. The general situation is a depression, 1,012 millibars over the Gulf of Lyon, moving east. Winds are variable, force 1 to 3. The sea is calm. Visibility is moderate. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,020 millibars. And the outlook for Saturday, clear skies, force 2 to 4 variable winds, slight seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are southeasterly, force 3 to 5. The sea is slight to moderate. Visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,019 millibars. And the outlook for Saturday, partially cloudy, force 2 to 4 variable winds, slight seas and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster Yachts, beyond expectation.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Servibat, the home closing specialist in Nice and Villefranche.
Rain dying away with sunny periods this afternoon, light variable winds, top temperature 21 degrees, overnight lows 15 degrees with clear skies. The weekend clear skies, highs of 19 to 21 degrees.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Servibat Nice and Villefranche. For 30 years, specialising in home closures, windows, blinds, shutters, reinforced glazing and doors. Feel good at home. Visit servibat06.fr.
Finally, it's been a strange year to say the least, but things got even stranger yesterday for the Italian farmer Christian Melocchi when his dog Spellaccia gave birth to a puppy with green fur. The tiny dog was immediately named Pistachio, for obvious reasons. The puppy was part of a five-dog litter born at the farm in the Mediterranean islands of Sardinia. Pistachio's brothers and sisters all had white fur, the same colour as their mother. A dog born with green fur is very rare. It's believed to be a result of the puppy making contact with a green pigment called bilvidin while in the womb. But in fact, what will come as sad news to many, Pistachio's colours already started to fade and will continue to do so. The farmers decided to give away all the puppies apart from Pistachio, who will help them herd sheep on the farm. Green is the colour of hope and luck, he said, something many of us could do with a bit more in 2020. So our neighbours call our cat Pistache for some reason. He's got any green on him at all. He's ginger and white. Very strange. Are you up to date? The news is on the website, rivieradio.mc.